Joined now by Dublin attacker Nicola Hunt. Nicola, that's a way to win a league semi-final.
Yeah, it's not the ideal way, but it's certainly, we left it at the end, but we won, so it's all that matters.
It's about finding results, and some days when you get the real test, and it is a Galway team that had the victory against Abbottstown and want to go as well, and were holding on for dear life at the end. You needed to find a way to break them through, and thankfully the move worked out.
Yeah, well, look, like, they led for the entire game and they really brought it to us, and I think they'll probably be feeling pretty sick going home. We've been in their position where we've had sort of it snatched away from us the last minute, so it's nice to be on the right side, but we're not, like, entirely happy with that performance, so we, at least we're in a very, very opportunistic position where we get to go away for 2 weeks and work on everything that led us down in that match going into the final.
You were saying there you weren't happy with the performance. I suppose at half-time you trailed. There was a strong old wind out there, but I suppose it's fair to say you would have expected to close the gap much sooner.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think we were just poor towards the hand-passing, poor execution of hand-passing and kicking. Like, it was, we brought our game down to a level that we've built it up from over the last few years. So I think we have to take accountability for that. Like, Galway were a very, very good team and they played very well today. But I think we played ourselves out of most of the game.
It was an exciting contest, but even in the second half when the scoring was low, both defences were being forced to work very, very hard to block down attacks.
Oh, completely. I mean, they didn't score, I think, for the last 25 minutes, which is, and you know, and it reflects so admirably on our defence, but, you know, we really struggled to get our own scores as well. And I suppose we were lucky that our defence put up such a strong resistance for the last 25, for the guts of the second half, because look, as forwards, we weren't converting enough either.
Nicole, the fact to win a game like that in a tight contest, even when it goes down to the wire, it'll be very, very important as you prepare for a league final now against Mayo and also coming into the summer.
Yeah, I mean, in previous, like we said, in previous years, chances are that game the heads would have gone down and we wouldn't have fought back. And it's a huge testament to us as a team and where we've come from that we built and, you know, we literally snatched the game in the last, whatever, 2 or 3 minutes. But yeah, I think on the bright side, we've come away with a lot to work on. So, I mean, we're going to be very busy in training for the next 2 weeks. And I know Mick's going to have that match analysed from every single second. So
it'll be an analysis session, no doubt. It'll be a hard one there as well. But let's finish on a positive note, as you said there, too. Dublin are the All-Ireland champions, but you've never won the league. And now a golden opportunity to create a double that's never been done by the county before.
Yeah, exactly. We've never won the league. And it was our focus last year. We had a poor league campaign last year. And obviously having a better league coming this year and winning it is the perfect platform to drive going into the Championship Series.
Well, Nicole, congratulations on the match-winning goal. Dublin have beaten Galway and you're back in for a league final against Mayo. The very, very best luck.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, right?
Cheers.